the Fox City Score chapter and WHBY are pleased to bring you Biz Talk. Join Tony and Randy as they talk with entrepreneurs and professionals who share their experiences from starting to sustaining growth. Learn the skills needed for your business to be successful and get interactive by calling 281-1150. If you missed anything, you can catch the Biz Talk podcast at www.biztalkwithscore.com. And now, from the Myron Construction Studio, it's Biz Talk on WHBY.
Good morning and welcome to another edition of Biz Talk. We're really happy you joined us on a snowy, kind of wet Saturday morning. My name is Tony Bush in the studio this morning with Pat Lowney. Good morning, Pat.
Hi, Tony.
Happy Easter to everybody out there.
Yes.
We wish everyone a blessed Easter weekend. And we want to tell you that our program, Biz Talk, is brought to you each weekend by the Fox City Score Chapter, located in the Fox City's Chamber Building in downtown Appleton. We are not affiliated with the Chamber. We have the same name, basically, but we are actually part of a national organization called SCORE with about 350 chapters around the country. And we are fortunate to have about 45 or 50 volunteer mentors, the best ones out of all of the 11 or 12,000 in the country.
We do.
To help our entrepreneurs here in our Valley area. We service an area from Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac, 8 counties of a lot of bustling entrepreneurism. And we're glad you tuned in this morning because this morning we have a really exciting entrepreneur as our guest. Her name is Sherry Larson. Sherry is the founder and creative entrepreneur of Grow a Creative Biz. And we're going to hear all about her story. Good morning, Sherry. Welcome.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Glad to have you here this morning. Sherry, tell us about your background and tell us about Grow a Creative Biz and where you're located. What does the company do? How do folks reach you? How do they get in touch with you?
Sure, I'd be happy to. Well, I have kind of a long and varied story. I'm what you would call a serial entrepreneur. I've owned my own business since I've been 24 years old. I actually started out in marketing. I started a marketing and ad agency in Green Bay. And I was in that business for many years, loved it, loved working with clients in that field. And after many years in that, I started doing something as a creative endeavor. I started playing around and making jewelry. And that was a fun little hobby for me. And after doing that for a while, a friend invited me over to her home and said, "Can you show my friends some of the things you've made?" And that day I sold over $1,000 in jewelry. And I had one of those light bulb moments. I was so excited that something I made, other people wanted to buy and wear. And that led me into starting a direct sales business called Azante Jewelry. And I did that for 8 years and actually built the company to having over 200 sales consultants in over 28 states around the U.S. So I designed a line of jewelry. I had sales consultants that sold the jewelry through home shows. And we just had an awesome time. It was a wonderful time in my life to do something really creative. Actually, in 2008, the market kind of tanked. Direct sales really took a big dip. And from there, I started another company called Green Girls Market. And that company actually focused on eco-friendly products. So over the years, I've been a creative entrepreneur. And one of the things that I always felt was missing for creatives was advice in taking their passion and using the right brain skills and turning it into a viable business. So I actually partnered with Mark Burwell, who is the national director at eHub Entrepreneur Center, and we came up with the idea for Grow Creative Biz. And that program really involves doing workshops. We recently wrote a book, and we work with creative entrepreneurs to actually take their passion and turn it into profit.
So what did you find was happening that made Grow Creative Biz become something you really wanted to follow?
Well, I think I know so many creatives and so many artists, and they all struggle with the same thing. They're passionate about what they do. They love to create. But when it comes to the business end of things, that those left brain skills are just lacking.
Okay. And that's pretty common, right?
Very common. I think many creatives are a little bit intimidated by the business end of things. They don't want to get into it. They want to spend their time creating and being creative. And they know they would love to make money and earn money. They just don't know quite how to put the pieces together.
So they have the skill set that the rest of us look at and go, how do you do that? but they need somebody to help them actually figure out how to make that into a viable business.
Exactly. I think that's where many people struggle, is they're so creative, and so many people have told them over the years, oh, you're so talented. You should do this. You should sell this. And they don't know how to put it together to actually make it work.
Sherry, you mentioned you wrote a book.
Yes.
What is the name of the book?
The book is called Grow Your Creative Business, Turn Your Passion into Profit as a Creative Entrepreneur.
Now, did I hear you say in the pre-show that you're willing to give that away to a caller who calls in and asks you a question?
We are.
I would love
to give that away to anybody that calls in with a question.
So if you're listening this morning, you can reach us at 281-1150 in Appleton, 281-1150, and talk to Sherry, ask her a question about her business. You can also reach us at 866-887-1150. It's a great book, and you wrote it. When did you write it?
We've been working on this for the past year. We just finalized it and got it in our hands this week.
And in addition to the book, and in addition to being a serial entrepreneur who creates national sales organizations, you also do seminars, or you're doing learning educational things, right?
Workshops. We're actually taking our Grow Your Creative Business into Green Bay and Appleton to start with, and then we're going to actually travel around the country and put on workshops. But currently we're doing the workshops in Green Bay starting in April at eHub, and also in Appleton we've collaborated with the Venture Center, so we'll be putting on workshops there. And if anybody wants to find out more about the dates and the times, they can go to growcreativebiz.com and click on courses for more information.
Could you tell us just briefly some of the things that you'll teach people on those courses?
Sure. It's a four-week program. One of the most important things we do with people is creating a business model. So the old business plan idea is kind of transformed into something called a business model now. So we'll help them define their target audience and develop their enterprise team and develop their product to take it into the marketplace. We also go into a lot of branding and marketing, social media. So once you've taken your business idea and put it all together, how do you get it out? How do you determine your target market? How do you reach your target market? And it's really focused on people that have a creative style business. And it doesn't have to be just an artist. There's many creative type of businesses out there. So a restaurant, a chef can be a creative.
A programmer who writes programs. He may be very good at creating new programs more efficiently, but he has no idea how to market that.
Absolutely.
Or how to price his time. What is it about time and creative people?
Well, I think so many times creative people are very humble. They love doing what they're doing, and they don't put a value on it. They don't put a monetary value on it. So I find with a lot of creatives, they don't put their time into it when they market up. They don't know how to price, and that's one area that we cover very well in our book and workshops. How do you price something? How do you allow for overhead and the time you've put into it and all your materials? And those are all things that have to be included if you really want to make a profit and be successful.
And then how do you convince them to actually jump into that?
Ah, that's the hard part. I think it all comes from empowering creatives to see their value and see their value in the marketplace and realize that it's okay to make money. You don't have to be a starving artist. It's okay to be successful and make a profit. So we kind of teach people how to do that.
Sherry, what is it that really motivates a creative person? What is it, like we talked in the pre-show, there's some people who just want to go for the buck. They want the dollar. That's mm-hmm. their motivation. What is it that's driving a creative if it's not monetizing their time? What's motivating them?
I think most creatives that I know, I have a drive inside of them to create something. So their goal is to come up with something beautiful that they can share with the world. And that's why I think they struggle with putting a price on it, because it's something inside of them that they have to create. They're forced to create it. And to make a living in today's world, we do have to monetize it. We have to put a monetary value on our creations. And I think creatives have to get into a little bit different mindset. And that's what we do in teaching them is, you know, how can we take your passion and your creativity and also give you a business mindset, so you know how to monetize this, so you can make a living and keep doing what you're doing?
So if you look at something like a hamburger, for example, everybody makes hamburgers, and it's really easy to go around and find out what the value of a hamburger is. But how do you find a value for your art, for your jewelry and things, and convince people that they really do have a value in creating this and that it's unique? There isn't another one that you can go compare it to to get an idea of what to do with it in terms of value.
Right, and I think that's where branding comes in, kind of setting yourself apart, looking at what the marketplace has out there, but how are you different? I mean, obviously you're different because you're an artist and you have your own style, but creating a brand is very important. Visually coming up with your logo, your colors, your packaging, how your photography represents what you're doing. Those are all things that are going to set you apart and make you a desirable entity.
Sherry, if the client, if the creative is doing what you're suggesting here, but they just don't know quite what their goal is, they're not going to get very far.
Right.
So the creative has to sit down and create a good definition of the goal they have in mind. What kind of customer are they going to get? What is the customer looking for? Get an understanding of that and create to that to fulfill that need. How do creatives go about finding that out? What are some ways to find out? Like you, when you did your jewelry, how did you know that that would be something that people would want?
That's a very important question. One thing I like to do is create a target customer persona. So I basically sit down with a whole questionnaire, and this is in our book and our workshops too. How do we determine who that person is? So many times when people are coming up with a product, they're very vague. They'll say, well, this is for women. Well, that's not a good brand persona.
Men won't like it.
No. We have to take that and really dive deep into who that person is. So is it a woman between 25 and 50? Tell me about this woman. Where does she shop? What magazines does she read? Where does she spend her time? What social media channels is she on? Does she have children? Does she do yoga? You have to do a deep dive into that person, because unless you really identify your basic brand target, you can't ever go after them in marketing. You can't market them. You don't know where to market to them.
Isn't it fun to sit down with a person and have that conversation that you just described? And they haven't given much thought to those points, but they're kind of going, they're winging it, answering your questions, but they're learning what they need to be focusing on.
Right.
And then they get ignition, and then they get liftoff.
Do you ever have people, when you have those conversations, that say, I don't want to limit my market. I want to be available to everybody.
Right. And I get that. That's perfectly fine. You can do that.
But go for it.
Unless you focus on one niche, you're going to be all over the place. You won't that right person to market to. And there's very, very, very few products that really would appeal to every target market.
And you waste a lot of time and resources of your own, right?
Right.
Your time, your money, and things trying to shotgun it out rather than focus it down on people who may be really interested in it.
Exactly.
It sounds like we're going to take our first break right now, but it sounds like the topic after the break is going to be discipline, a plan. And you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Need help taming your business's financial beast? Albertson Hailing CPAs can simplify your financial situation and guide you from payroll to tax planning and more. Let's crack the whip on your business's finances, helping you feel more comfortable. Visit AlbertsHailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. Intellectual property doesn't have to be confusing. If you have an original idea and are considering patents, trademarks, copyrights, or protecting your company logo, let me partner with you and make it easy to build and protect your intellectual property portfolio. Legal Business Edge. Know your options. Call 920-851-7761 or visit legalbusinessedge.com.
Are you a business owner looking to purchase real estate or equipment? Did you know there's a program out there that any bank or credit union can offer to help you make it happen with as little as 10% down and long-term fixed rates under 5%? It's called the SBA 504 program, and it has been working for small businesses for over 35 years. So next time you are talking to your banker about real estate or equipment financing, make sure you ask them for the SBA 504 option, because knowing all of your options is good business. Learn more about the SBA 504 program at wbd.org. Welcome back to Biz Talk this morning. We're talking with Sherry Larson. Sherry is the founder and creative entrepreneur behind a company called Grow a Creative Biz. It's a remarkable story. We've learned about other companies that she has started and owned and operated along the way. This program is brought to you each weekend by the SCORE chapter, Fox City SCORE. We do have a caller on the line, and Angie, before we get to you, I'm going to just say a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Our SCORE chapter was started about 42, 43 years ago here in the Fox Cities. We have about 50 volunteer mentors in our chapter. We service an eight-county area, Appleton to Oshkosh to Fond du Lac. It's all free, confidential mentoring. You can reach us at foxcities.score.org. Click on the button to request a mentor. Fill out the application for a mentoring session, hit the send button, and probably within 24 or 36 hours, a mentor will be contacting you to set up your first appointment. The disciplines that we offer through our volunteers are disciplines that are needed in business. So all of our volunteers are in business or have been in business to finish their careers, and they're volunteering, giving back. Those disciplines include things like accounting, marketing, HR, intellectual property, other business law, IT, the digital world today, cash flow, banking. If you have a question about your business's challenges or opportunities, reach out to us at foxcities.score.org. I'm sure you'll be happy that you did. And remember, SCORE is for the life of your business. We have a caller on the line this morning for our guest, Sherry Larson. Good morning, Angie. Do you have a question for Sherry?
Yeah, I am a small business owner, and I'm wondering about social media. I get overwhelmed by all the different options and where it would be best to put my time.
The question was social media. She gets overwhelmed with all the social media expectations, not sure how to do it. And how can she best use that for with the time she has?
Oh, okay, that's a great question. There's so many social media channels out there right now. So I think the most important thing you can do is focus on one. Pick one that you really feel your target audience is going after. And do your best at that. Instead of trying to decide between Instagram and Facebook and LinkedIn, sure, all of those, pick one. If you think your target audience is on Facebook, spend your time on Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
So tell me about your business. What is your business?
I own a floral studio, so I'm targeting mainly brides and young couples getting married, as I specialize in weddings and events.
Okay. Okay. Would you say a lot of your people are on Facebook then?
Yeah, I would, and I feel like Instagram is kind of the up and coming, but I get so overwhelmed with like the hashtags and all of that, where how to make the most out of it.
Okay. All right. Ed, in that situation, I would probably say go for Facebook. Have you ever tried any Facebook live shows?
I have, and it's usually gone pretty well, but I know lately they changed who sees what, and it seems like my views have gone down quite a lot, so I don't know what I can do to boost that.
Right. I know Facebook, they change their algorithms quite often, and they say that we're only reaching about 20% now.
Yeah.
Of our fans, but I still think that's a viable method for you. And if you've ever looked at Facebook advertising, I think that might be a good way to reach your folks as well.
Okay, like the paid ads.
The paid ads. And you can actually get started for as little as $5 a day.
Oh, perfect. All right.
And reach a lot of people. So that's a great question. But again, I would just say focus on one.
Okay.
Don't start to do two, three different social medias because you're going to spread yourself pretty thin.
So all right, sounds good.
Go after one and be strong in it and be consistent.
Perfect, thank you.
All right, thanks for calling in, Angie.
Thanks for the call, yep. Angie. Appreciate
it. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have another caller on the line this morning, Sherry.
Okay.
His name is Bill. Bill, do you have a question for Sherry this morning? Bill?
Can yes, you hear? Hello.
Yep. Do you have a question for Sherry?
Yes, I do.
Go ahead.
Okay. My question is, I'm relatively new as a small business owner. I came from a career of public safety. You know, I'm retired from that, and now I'm trying to own and operate my own small business. I've attended a couple of her seminars, one on social media. I thought she had some really great information. I would just like to know what advice Sherry has for somebody that's just getting into business. What are the most common, you know, mistakes that people make? Like I said, I've just never, you know, been a businessman before, so this is really exciting, but it's kind of, you know, daunting at the same time.
Good okay. question.
All right, what business? What's your type of business?
I do training right now for people who fly drones. I thought that was a part of the market that was pretty underserved.
Awesome. What's the name of your business?
My business is called Titletown Drones.
Okay. Okay. I would say just getting started, do your research. That's the most important thing when you get started in a business. So many times I've had entrepreneurs that come to me and say, I have this awesome idea for business. Nobody else is doing this. And I'll get on and within 5 minutes in Google, I'll find a bunch of other people. So do your research, find out what's out there. And not to say that even if there's other people out there doing it, you can't do it, but find out how you can differentiate your business from everybody else's. So if you have a niche, do you have a special niche with your drones? Are you doing training, repairs?
I started out doing repairs. That was an area I discovered that I guess I didn't realize how much in demand that was, because I really got swamped right in the beginning. So, but it was a great learning experience. And then I started to find out from people what sort of mistakes that they were making. And, you know, I learned basically from my customers what was going wrong. And then I developed, you know, that into my training. But now my customers are more people that want to go into commercial and they want to get their license. So I have a licensing class. And then I also, coming from public safety, do training for police and fire and public safety agencies that are getting that going. But kind of segueing off your last caller, she inquired about the social media. And one of the things, you know, that I picked up from one of your seminars was the targeted advertising. I wonder if you could talk a little bit about that in Facebook, how that works.
We'd be happy to do that, Bill, but we have to take a break right now, but we'll come back after the break and we'll pick up the answer to that question. But thank you for that call. That's a really good call. That's a great question.
All right. Thanks so much. It was nice speaking with you.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks for calling in this morning. We'll be back right after the break. You're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
I'm on my way out. I'm booked that day. I'll be washing my hair that night?
No matter what excuse you use, your business's finances won't fix themselves. Albertson Hailing CPAs can take the frustration out of your bookkeeping, taxes, and more. We'll help you understand and manage your situation. Visit albertshailing.com. Albertson Hailing. Personal connections. Positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Albertson Hailing CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Fox Communities Credit Union.
You found a new house you love.
Oh, this place is amazing.
So, what do you do next? Come to Fox. It's the first step towards your new home happy dance.
Oh, yeah, this house is ours.
Yes.
Get the best loan rates, local servicing, and step-by-step home buying assistance from the mortgage lending experts at Fox Communities Credit Union. With Fox, you can get more home with lower payments, faster loan payoff with bi-weekly payment options, and help from local experts who are as excited as you are to help you get the home of your dreams.
Guess what? You got the loan.
And you can get a home loan with as little as 3% down payment. Talk to Fox and do your new home happy dance. Let Fox help you with 22 locations. Fox, helping you make life happen. Equal housing opportunity lender. Apply online today. Visit foxcu.org.
Fox Communities.
I am attorney Sarah DeBruin, owner of Legal Business Edge, and I want you to know your options. We can partner with you to reach creative legal solutions for your business, from contract drafting and negotiation, patents and trademarks, commercial transactions, and governmental compliance.
timely and candid answers coupled with high energy and passion define Sarah's approach to legal counsel.
Know your options. Call me at 920-851-7761 or visit LegalBusinessEdge.com.
Welcome back to Biz Talk. We're talking this morning with Sherry Larson, the founder and creative entrepreneur of Grow a Creative Biz. We're learning about how creative people struggle to start a business and some great solutions and suggestions on how they can overcome those struggles and become successful in their business. In the first segment, we told you a little bit about our SCORE chapter. Now we're going to share with you that in addition to our free and confidential mentoring, we offer some training seminars and we do things collaboratively with other folks in the community. Pat, what's on the calendar?
Well, Tony, we've got a couple things. One of them is the SBA, the Small Business Administration, honors small businesses in the first week in May. And we're doing an event on Wednesday, May 2nd at Liberty Hall in Kimberly. We're going to honor successful small business owners and recognize the lenders that support entrepreneurs. We'll announce a winner of a $1,000 grant that is being sponsored by one of our members, Rudy Chikowski, who has been a SCORE mentor for over 30 years. We're going to honor Rudy also. You can come and network with other business owners and community leaders. It's a great time. We'll have food, hors d'oeuvres, raffles, and a cash bar. And there is no cost to anybody to attend, so we'd like to welcome everybody to come to this. It's going to be May 2nd at Liberty Hall in Kimberly. So we're looking forward to seeing
Sounds like a lot of people there.
Should be a great time.
Yeah.
The other thing that we're talking about is the Midday Women's Alliance and CAP Services have a grant available. This grant is for $1,500 and over $2,000 worth of business coaching that's going to be available to one female business owner. Once the business owner is selected, they'll be paired with a local business coaching team who will offer monthly consulting at no charge. The deadline for this is April 26th. If you're interested, you need to call Kitty Johnson at CAP Services. Her number is 920-209-1384. That's 920-209-1384. And just another thing, Kitty is going to be a guest with us next week, and we're going to talk more about this. So plan on joining in for that conversation.
That's great, Pat, because CAP Services provides a lot of advice for families on financial matters, business, personal finance, and they even do some funding of some business ventures. So you're going to hear all about that next week with Kitty's show.
We will. And
that's
we're
great.
Hoping everybody joins in.
Also on May 2nd, I don't have a printout here, but there's a Google seminar going on at the Bordini Center. SCORE is sponsoring it in collaboration with the Bordini Center eSeed program, where folks are invited. I think we can take up to 35 people. You can get more information on that program at foxcities.score.org.
That's right.
Yeah, and that's going to be a good program for learning how to do Googling your business.
It's a busy day.
It's a busy day. We're going to have a lot of fun that day.
We will.
Well, thanks, Pat. Those are good things, and we invite everybody in the audience to keep up with what's going on in our SCORE chapter by visiting our website at foxcities.score.org. Sherry, back to you. Now, when Bill left the phone call, he had a question. You want to repeat the question and maybe answer it?
Yes. Bill asked about targeted Facebook advertising. And that is an awesome way to actually market to your business. Remember earlier, Tony, we talked about finding out who your target customer is. Okay, the main reason you do things like that is so you can target them in your marketing. So if we've determined that woman we're looking for instance, Angie mentioned she had a floral business, and she was working with brides and wedding parties. So if her target customer is a woman, say, 22 to 30, we can go into Facebook advertising and we can choose women in a certain geographic area. Say she serves people within 40 miles of Green Bay. She can choose women within that target area of that age. She can go under and choose engaged women because that's all in their profile. And she can also put in parameters for Facebook advertising if those brides have liked other florists. So, for instance, they like another page that's a florist in Green Bay. She can actually put that into Facebook advertising. It's amazing because Facebook has so much information about us, good or bad, from a marketing standpoint. It's amazing. So you can plug those parameters in and target those people very, very specifically when you do Facebook advertising. And like I mentioned, $5 a day, you can actually do a pretty decent advertising program.
That sounds like a great solution, a good suggestion on how to market your company. We have another caller on the line this morning. Good morning, Amy. Good morning, Amy.
Good morning.
You have a question for our guest, Amy?
I do not have a question. I think what Sherry is doing sounds really fabulous, and I'm excited for her and the Growing Your Creative Biz opportunity for people who do have a creative biz to get to learn from Sherry. But, Tony, I'm calling in to say a special thank you to you for all of your years of tireless devotion to supporting small business owners and entrepreneurs, and for the leadership that you've provided with BizTalk. And I just know we're going to miss hearing your voice on Saturday morning, but I have a feeling that you'll be able to join your colleagues at BizTalk once in a while, so to keep us up to date with what you have going on.
Thanks, Amy. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
You're a good friend, Amy. Thank you.
Well, you're a tireless champion of small business, and what you've contributed to our ecosystem is remarkable, and I just want to thank you for that, Tony. So thank you, and enjoy your Saturday morning.
Maybe do a little fishing. Thanks, Amy.
Right. Yep.
Have a happy
Bye-bye.
Easter, Amy.
Thanks. You too. Bye-bye.
So let's get back to targeted marketing. I'd like to ask a question. When a small business owner is looking at doing this and they feel overwhelmed about things like Facebook and some other areas of social media, what advice do you have for them of saying, you know I should do something with this, but I don't know what to do, or how to do some of the things that you're talking about targeting down?
Sure. The first thing is to do is learn. You know, come to a workshop, pick up a book. There's online webinars, but learn, educate yourself, or find someone that can join your enterprise team. Find someone that is an expert, and that's something we recommend to all entrepreneurs. Reach out to other people and build a team. You do not have to know it all. There's so many people out there that can help you, whether it's on the financial end, social media, marketing, website development. Build a strong team and reach out to those folks and just tell them what you want to do, and they will help you with that.
Sherry, when people put a plan together, like you're talking about, and get a team put together, one of the critical elements of any successful plan is to be brutally honest with yourself. Don't try to cut corners or rationalize or negotiate with yourself, right?
I mean, true.
You got to ask the hard question and look at what the potential hard scenario might be, the reality might be. If you don't do that, it's only going to come back and get you later on.
That's right. We can't sugarcoat anything.
Now, in your seminars, in your workshops, what sort of messages do you deliver? I know Pat asked the question earlier, but in what we've talked about through the program here, like that Bill fellow called in and said he really enjoyed your workshop. What are some of the takeaways people can take from those workshops? Do they cover a broad variety of different topics?
Oh, they do. I mean, we have everything from doing your public relations plan, your marketing plan, your target customer. Mark goes into more information about building your business mindset, doing financials, legal entities, how to set up your company in the legal entity. For those folks that are looking at having a space, Mark will cover leasing, what to look for when you're looking for a rental space, a lease space, or to buy something. So we really cover all aspects of building a business, from the very conception of your business idea and how to brand it, how to market it, how to put together that business model, all the way right down to the end of legal entity, finding your building, and promoting it.
Sherry, are there things that an experienced small business owner could learn in these workshops too?
Of course. I mean, you can always learn. I remember when I started with eHub, the Entrepreneur Center, I had already been in business for 3 years, and I was kind of hesitant to go to a class because I felt like I know enough about business. I don't need to learn anymore, but there's always so much more to learn. And then the other big thing is the people you meet there. So you're going to develop this whole team of people, and you'll have this peer-to-peer engagement that is extremely valuable. I met people 13 years ago in this class that I am still friends with, that I still use for business acquaintances, that we can still work together. So I think that's the primary thing, again, is building that enterprise team and having people around you that fill in the gaps that you don't have, or may perhaps know other people. When you have a question, you can call them and say, hey, I'm having issues with this. Where do I go?
If you have a question for Sherry this morning, please give us a call. We have time to take your call at 281-1150 here in Appleton, 281-1150. If you're outside Appleton, use 866-887-1150. Sherry, how do folks get a hold of you?
They can go to our website, growacreativebiz.com. There's contact information on there.
Do you have a phone number you want to share? Or we still have to give away that book, don't we?
We do. We have a great book to give away, and this has tons of great information. In fact, at the end of the book, I have special resources. I like to call them my secret sauce, because it's years of gathering great resources, places to go where you can get free or low-cost stock photos, design programs, photo editing programs, all kinds of great resources. So this book has a lot of value to it.
I remember when our children were teenagers and I couldn't run the VCR, so I'd say, hey, Ben, Jackie, Jenny, come in here and fix this TV, will you? I think a lot of people today are turning to the young people who understand a lot of this digital stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really a great opportunity for the young person to see how a person's running a company, and for a person running a company to rely on someone who has that expertise.
Right.
Have you seen examples of that in your travels? Have you, when you coach businesses?
Oh, I see a lot of intergenerational, because I think, you know, as Encore entrepreneurs ourselves, we didn't grow up with those types of tools. So we've had to look to the younger generation to kind of bring us up to speed on that. And entrepreneurs don't need to know how to do all these things. We just need to know that it's available and know that we have somebody that we can call on that's an expert in that area.
I think that's a real important comment right there. We often think that we have to know everything or know more about this, but we don't. We can't.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to find those people. And I like the comment that you made, too, about the networking that you can get from coming to these seminars and the people you meet and the relationships you can develop and things. I think that's a great focus for a small business owner to have those kinds of networks to be able to reach out to.
Sherry. Right. Like a lot of things in life, creative people, there's no age definition to that. A 4-year-old can be very creative,
mm-hmm.
and a 90-year-old can be very creative. So someone might go through a full career of working as a chemist in a paper mill or something for 30, 35 years, but down deep inside there's this yearning to be a cartoonist. They love to draw. And that's okay, isn't it? But now's
Absolutely.
The time to let that little cartoon bug come out and see what you can do with it.
Let it go. Let that right side of your brain just run wild. And you need to do that. And there's so many Encore entrepreneurs that we've met, and artists and creatives that are in their 60s, 70s, even 80s out there creating and having a ball. They're not going to sit home and be retired and sit in a rocking chair. They're going to finally follow their passion. So I encourage anybody, it's never too late to follow your passion and do what you want to do.
But there's a distinction, a little bit of a distinction there, I think. The younger creatives might be trying to make a living with their creativity, where the Encore creatives are probably maybe have a retirement already. They're not doing it for the money, but they might sell something.
Sure.
But in both cases, there's a great deal of gratification and self-satisfaction for that.
Absolutely. And I think that's what this business is all about for me, is I'm at the point where I can give back a little bit now. I can share some knowledge and share some wisdom, and all the years that I've spent learning and making my own mistakes, I can take those and turn those around and share those with other entrepreneurs.
So can you tell us about something that you learned along the way that you're saying, if I could do it over again, I'd do this a little bit different?
Oh, sure. I mean, I have hundreds of things, of course.
We don't have enough time for that.
I know, we don't. We need hours for that. I would say one thing that I did years ago when I had my jewelry company is I had several hundred sales consultants around the U.S., and being young and eager to please, every time one of them called me and said, I think you should make this. I think you should do this. We need a men's line. We need a children's line. We need this. And I would keep doing this. I was trying to be flexible and trying to keep them all engaged. So I came up with a men's line, and I put that in the next catalog. We didn't sell any men's jewelry. Women go to home parties to buy stuff for themselves. So I continued. I listened to them and listened to them, and made some bad business moves because I was trying to please others. So it's okay to listen to people, but do so, you know, at your own risk. Do a little research. Put a little bit more into it. Don't just do what everybody asks you to do.
And that goes back to an earlier conversation about know yourself, right?
Yes.
And know what you're good at and what you want to do, and be focused on that, not scattered into different directions that some people may take you down.
Focus is hard. Focus is hard for creatives. You know, we see that bright, shiny thing on the other side of the road, and we want to run over there, and we see this, and we want to try that and make this. So focus, I mean, I actually have a little sign on my computer that says focus, because I have to look at that sometimes. If I start diverting and I'm on social media, or I'm reading an article, or run off and do something, I need to concentrate and focus.
I have a little sign on my desk a lady gave me in 2003 when I started my company. She was a great lady. She said, put this on your desk, and it says, ask the hard question.
That's a good one.
You know, people need those little reminders like focus.
Yes.
Yep. With that, we're going to take our last break in the program. We'll come back and wrap up our show with Sherry Larson, and you're listening to BizTalk on WHBY.
Subtract line 6 from 13, put in box 5 on form 1040 EZ. Easy? Really?
Taxes can be daunting, especially when it comes to your business. From asset protection to payroll and more, we can help reduce the stress of your business's financial situation. Visit AlbertsHaling.com. Alberts & Haling. Personal connections, positive results. Securities and advisory services offered through Woodbury Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Tax and accounting services offered through Alberts & Haling CPAs, which is not affiliated with Woodbury Financial.
Hi, this is Matt Wilcock. I've been helping businesses in this area for over 20 years as a business banker, and now as a vice president with WBD, your business finance resource. WBD is a nonprofit company that partners with local lending institutions to offer the SBA 504 loan program. If you are looking to buy commercial, real estate, or equipment, want to lower your down payment and get a 20-year fixed rate under 5%, be sure to ask your banker to show you the 504 option. And don't worry, at WBD we speak SBA, so we will make it easy for you and your banker. For more information on the 504 program, visit WBD.org.
Welcome back to BizTalk. We're talking this morning with Sherry Larson, founder and creative entrepreneur of Grow a Creative Biz. Before we get to our caller, I'd just like to say thank you to our sponsors who help bring you this program each weekend. We couldn't do this show without their support and their help, and we want to thank them. They are Alberts & Haling CPAs, Legal Business Edge, LLC, WBD, Candeo Creative, who built and maintains our BizTalkWithScore.com website, and also want to thank Jerry Mader and Larry Desch at the Business News. And a special thank you to Fox Communities Credit Union. I'm very happy to share with you that recently the S&P Global Market Intelligence Group, they do their annual ranking of the 100 best performing financial institutions in three different categories: credit unions, community banks with less than $1 billion, and community banks with assets between $1 and $10 billion. And this year, Fox Communities Credit Union took first place. They knocked out five-time defending champion Idaho Central Credit Union, but right here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Oh. Kudos to our friends over at Fox Communities Credit Union for doing a great job. And it pays to be real relationship folks when you're in the financial business. So thanks to all of our sponsors, and a special congratulations to Fox Communities Credit Union. We do have a caller on the line this morning. Good morning. Do you have a question for our guest, Sherry?
Hi, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
Good. I don't know if it's a business question or not. For like myself, I hear you guys talking about people with ideas and stuff like that. Now, I have many ideas. I don't know if you want to call them backdoor inventions or whatever. No real financial ability to develop these things. And no real interest in being a business. Is there entities out there or places that a person with, you know, seemingly good ideas can present them to in a safe way where, you know, you don't have to run out and try and get patents on these intellectual things.
Is that question directed to Sherry or to Pat and me?
Anybody that has information on it.
Well, I'd like to respond. There's a really safe place that entrepreneurs can go and share their ideas and test things and run through different iterations, and that's SCORE. SCORE is a national organization. They're committed to being confidential.
Okay.
Each mentor signs an annual code of ethics agreement. We vet our mentors. We give the clients the opportunity to fill out surveys after we meet with them. We monitor the performance. I've been in SCORE chapter here for about 14 years. Pat's been?
2 years.
2 years. We have a lot of very nice folks in our SCORE chapter, and we're around the country. So if we have a question from a client that no one in our chapter can help us with, we have SCORE resources all around the country. There's online mentoring. There's face-to-face mentoring. You can find out all about that at foxcities.score.org, or you could go to the national website, score.org. But that's my first recommendation, to go for some real support for your business ideas and test those waters.
Okay, great. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the call. That was a great call.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Sherry, we wanted to talk a little bit about selling opportunities a little in this last segment.
Yes, I think so many times, especially artisans, look at how am I going to sell my art. There's actually other ways that they can make a profit and sell their art. One way, besides just actually going and doing a show or putting it in galleries, would be to teach classes and workshops. I have a number of successful artists that I know that have online classes, and they have actually a subscription-based program where people sign up with them, and then they do video classes online. So don't restrict yourself to just selling a product. Maybe you can turn your passion into a teaching opportunity as well. And then there's always craft shows. Wholesale is another way to look at it. And I actually started in doing home shows with my product. So that's a nice way you could do it in a home or business where you gather people to see what your offering is. And then there's also trade shows. If you really want to go large and do mass production of your artwork, you could participate in some trade shows. And we do have resources for that in our workshops as well.
Perfect.
Terrific. So, Sherry, we'd like to ask you to leave our audience this morning with a biz tip. What tip could you give to listeners that would help them on their journey?
My first and biggest one is research. And that'll also get your left brain going, too. For all our right brainers, sometimes we have to switch modes a little bit. So do your research. Besides your great idea, go out there, see who the competition is, see who you're up against, see how they're branding themselves, watch how they're doing their packaging, how they're writing their descriptions. Etsy is a great place to look for artisans if you're actually selling a product. Go on there and look at how other people are selling their product. Learn from people that are successful. Go to art shows and talk to other people and see what they're doing right. Don't be afraid to learn from other people and do your research.
Great tip, and it's very critical to success, is to network and make a lot of new friends. Enjoy the journey.
Absolutely.
Sherry, thanks for coming in this morning. It was a pleasure to have you on the show. It was really good information.
Great. Thank you. It was great to be here.
Thank you all for tuning in this morning. Pat and I want to take this opportunity to wish all of you a very blessed Easter weekend and a good weekend. Have a good time, and we'll be talking to you next week. Enjoy the snow, and you've been listening to BizTalk on WHBY.